Jesus said that wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. But that vindication is not something that can be measured in the terms of days, weeks, months, or even decades. Sometimes that vindication is measured in terms of centuries. St. John of the Cross was a man who, like John the Baptist and our Lord himself, was not understood. Throughout the course of his earthly life, a man who had such a love for God, a desire to reform the Carmelite order, was so misunderstood that for 9 months he was imprisoned by fellow Carmelites and lived a life of profound solitary confinement in the most abject of conditions. Our collect for today captures how St. John lived his life. O God, who gave to the priest St. John an outstanding dedication to perfect self-denial and love of the cross. Ordained a priest at the age of 25 in the year 1567, he was a dear friend of St. Teresa of Avila and was indeed her spiritual director. And together they engaged in this work of reform. But as I mentioned before, one of the places where that reform took on the greatest significance was when John was alone for 9 months in that dark, damp, narrow cell with only God. And what happened to St. John of the Cross during those 9 months was he discovered that as he came to a place of nothingness, what he referred to as nada, 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 when he came to the end of himself, he discovered the fullness of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're familiar with his beautiful poem called The Dark Night of the Soul. And if you're familiar with the Canadian songwriter Steve Bell, he has set this text to a most beautiful melody that touches my heart deeply. St. John's words in that famous poem include the following stanza. I abandoned and forgot myself, laying my face on my beloved. All things ceased. I went out from myself, leaving my cares forgotten among the lilies. Now remember, he's in a cell. And in that place of such abject solitude, he goes out from himself and discovers the lilies of grace in the person of Jesus. As he lays his face on his beloved, this is a theme that so characterized St. John of the Cross's life, that he discovered freedom in complete self-forgetfulness. The cross was, for St. John, the very means that led to resurrection and to ecstasy, darkness to light, abandonment to possession of Jesus, denial of self to union with God. For the last year, I've been reading a book called Divine Intimacy, which has daily readings that mark the life of Carmelite spirituality. And I must admit, in many ways, I don't get it because I find it so hard to completely abandon myself. But I'm now reading it through for the second time. And in reading this book, another one of St. John's themes comes to mind. Would that men and women might come at last to see that it is quite impossible to reach the thicket of the riches and wisdom of God except by first entering the thicket of much suffering, in such a way that the soul finds there its consolation and desire. For us moderns, we somehow think that we'll draw close to God when things are easy, that God is closest to us when life is going well. That does not seem to be the testimony of St. John of the Cross, nor indeed the testimony of our Lord, John the Baptist, or the Apostle St. Paul. Each one of them understood what Isaiah in today's reading meant when he wrote, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you for your own good, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you paid attention to my commandments. Then your prosperity would have been like a river and your success like the waves of the sea." I know in my own life that God has been able to most get my attention at times of suffering. It's at times of suffering, for instance, that for me, all of those passages in St. Paul's letters that speak about suffering came alive. It's at times of suffering that I have been brought to that place of greater dependence upon God. And with St. John and the person who wrote Psalm 1, we discover through the way of suffering the following. Happy are those who delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season. John's vindication is something that unfolded over the course of centuries. Indeed, we discover in him a man who experienced such profound and deep suffering, but one who prospered in the way of the Lord. In today's collect, we prayed, "Grant that by imitating him closely at all times, we may come to contemplate eternally your glory." And that is another paradox of our faith. It is through the path of suffering, the way of the cross, that we contemplate that glory, which is the beatific vision. May we be inspired in our lives to follow the narrow way, the path of the cross. May we be willing to be misunderstood in order to be understood by him who in the end is the only one whose understanding matters. The one who said, "Wisdom is vindicated by her deeds."